about eating some cornbread today.
So would you say you
I put some grease in the fryer and fried me some bread. That's what I
say. So you say you greased
the fried bread.
And you have what, the frying pan already?
Bread. Cooked bread in it.
If you use the grease and somebody said, have you already taken care of that pan? You said, well, yeah, I've already
washed that pan and put it up.
Yes.
I didn't always wash mine. And with soapy water and then put them up while they're hot. But now, they get on things, gets where you have to take them out and burn them off to get them to look like new ones again. That's what I was waiting for clouds and weather to get where I could get and burn my fryers off.
Oh, yes, sir. That burnt, you burn all the...
Where the grease would burn on them and they won't. They look like new ones. Clean them off. That's why you have to clean your fryers if you have fryers.
Oh, yes, sir. I didn't know that.
Now this Teflon, you can't do it, but this is iron fryers. I keep them burned off where they won't smut up in a dark and grease nothing.
Well, now, if you use grease, your hands get what?
Chapped and greasy.
What did you burn in lamps when you were...
Kerosene.
And did you ever make some kind of just makeshift kind of lamp that you might...
Flambos. Bottled and put kerosene in them bottles and then a wick in them and stick them out in the yard if you wanted to use them.
What'd you use them for?
Set out to have a light outside the house at night if you was out with a group.
And what is the toothpaste you buy today come in?
Oh, little old plastic tin stuff.
What do you call that thing?
You get a tube of toothpaste.
And did that become anything else?
No, we never did have no, not like back when I was a young girl, we had to use soda and salt.
Mix those together?
And scrub your teeth. And you know, there's a lot of the doctors putting the young'uns back on that right today on account of their teeth being so yellow.
Yes, sir.
And it kept their gums from having that old gum trouble so much.
Well, now, if you had a boat and you were going to put it in the water, what would you say? You say, we are going to...
Take the boat out and put it in the water and see how it does.
Is there another word you could use for that? Like...
Going... I don't know no other word but they're going a boat riding or something.
Well, would you ever say you're going to launch the boat?
Well, yeah. No, I don't know where I could say that or not now. That may be in...
Do you know that word?
No, I know they have. A lot of them said they was going out there and launch it out there and try it, but I thought the best way is to go and see if... Try the boat out, see how it would work out, where it would... The motor would work or where it wouldn't.
Well, do you ever use the word, that word?
No, I don't ever go on a boat. Well, I hear lots of them talking about it, but that's all the way you can say it.
Well, what kind of boat would you go on? Just a little fishing boat. What kind of boat would that be?
Well, it'd be about a 14-foot boat.
So, well, what?
That's all you're allowed out there.
Well, what would you call that? That kind of size boat?
We just call it a fishing boat. Now, these big old ones are skiing boats.
And, do you know what? Even smaller one than the 14-foot one? That you know, just might be just a real small one with a flat bottom, maybe?
No, I don't know none of these, only these that they call, that has a sailboat, something like into that. The top, you know, blows the wind, blows it on, but I wouldn't want to get out on no river with that.
Have you ever seen a bateau?
Yeah, I've seen bateaus, but then when they go out on their bateaus, they can just expect to hit a stump and go under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they stumps all up under that water. And you never know where it's going to go.
What's the bateau look like?
I was figuring it was like just a plank with not much protection on the side. But a boat, you know, has got...